currently Kirkland, your source for city news and events in the community. With Connie Terman at the news desk. Stay up to date with weekly news reports and what's happening in Kirkland. Now, here's Connie.
Welcome to Currently Kirkland, where every week you can engage with your community by discovering the latest developments in citywide events. I'm Connie Terman. Kirkland administrators continue to track developments in Governor Christine Gregoire's proposed 2012 budget as she convenes a special legislative session this week. But so far, efforts to persuade the governor's office seem to have steered the city from a financial tsunami that would have eliminated $3.4 million in annual revenue from the city's budget. That money would have disappeared with the elimination of the annexation sales tax credit, a state-funded credit that for 10 years compensates cities that annexed county neighborhoods. Instead of eliminating the credit entirely, however, Gregoire has proposed to shave 10% from it. And to help patch the $2 billion hole in the 2011 to 2013 state budget, the governor has proposed taking a larger share of liquor profits, keeping the liquor excise taxes, and reducing by 10% the streamlined sales tax mitigation fund. Kirkland's financial administrators are continuing to analyze the governor's proposal for further impacts. Electric vehicle owners now have a place to recharge their machines, thanks to a $67,000 federal grant and a City of Kirkland project that installed 5 charging stations throughout downtown. The stations are located at City Hall, in the library's garage, and at Marina Park. All 5 went on the grid earlier this month. These are the level 2 chargers, which can recharge a dead battery in 2 hours. Level 3 chargers can do the job in 30 minutes and are usually placed near freeways and highways, places where people need the boost in a hurry. Kirkland engineers had originally hoped to spread the 5 charging stations out a little bit more by placing 1 at the North Kirkland Community Center and the other at the Public Works Maintenance Center. The complexity of hooking them to the grid, however, was too expensive for the federal grant. In an effort to attract visitors to the city's core, then they decided to concentrate the electric charging stations in a downtown area. For more information, go to www.kingcounty.gov and search Charging Station Program. Customers with plans to re-roof their buildings or modify their mechanical, electrical, or plumbing systems no longer have to print their designs and drop them off at City Hall. Through mybuildingpermit.com, Kirkland can receive these electronically. The city has processed 8 permits since going live with the new service early in September. Prior to this upgrade, Kirkland could only accept simple permits that did not require plan reviews.
Well, the new enhancements to mybuildingpermit.com will save their customers money by saving on printing costs and reduce trips to City Hall. It's like having a virtual permit counter that's open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Currently, the city's Building Services Division is working on expanding the technology's capacity to accept plan reviews for building, fire, right-of-way, utilities, and land use permits.
What we have right now is phase one, which is for mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and re-roof permits. And phase two, which we hope to go live with at the beginning of 2013, will allow all permits to go electronically online. So that's all building permits, fire permits, right-of-way permits, and land use permits.
We have 3 holiday season traditions to remind you of, and we're going to warn you, 2 of them are heartwarming and the other is heart testing. Few events highlight the holiday season as vividly as the ships of Christmas. From December 1st through the 23rd, ships of all sizes with luminescent displays of all colors and designs arrive in Kirkland. Residents can participate in the tradition at various lakeside parks by singing carols. Visit argosycruises.com for times and places. The father-daughter snowflake ball is returning on December 9th to the North Kirkland Community Center to give little girls the opportunity to dress like princesses and dance like children. The ball is open to girls aged 3 to 10 and their fathers or male guardians. Visit explorekirkland.com for more information. This final event won't necessarily warm your heart, but will certainly test it. The 12Ks of Christmas will measure more than 2,500 runners against a 12-kilometer run that begins in Marina Park, heads down to the South Kirkland Park and Ride, and then begins the arduous climb back to Marina Park through the hills of 105th Avenue. The event also offers a 5-kilometer route. For more information, visit promotionevents.com. Remember, you can access any episode of Currently Kirkland on demand on the city's website, on your mobile device, and on YouTube. We'd also love to hear from you. If you have any news tips, suggestions, or comments, please send them to kirklandtv@kirklandwa.gov. Thanks for watching Currently Kirkland. We'll see you next week.